CC opens. Public comment on a framework for crypto and novel ETFs. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is asking the public to weigh in on a new regulatory framework for what it calls novel ETFs, a bucket that names crypto funds directly alongside prediction market products tied to political and economic outcomes. The request for comment was flagged by CoinMarketCap early on July 1, 2026, and it puts the mechanics of how new crypto exchange-traded funds get approved back into open debate. The timing is pointed. Bitcoin traded at $58,568 as of July 3, 2026, down 2.56% on the day, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 16 in extreme fear territory. A framework that could widen the menu of regulated crypto products is arriving while spot prices are under pressure, not during a euphoric run. The shift from case-by-case to a standing rulebook for most of the spot crypto ETF era, approvals moved product by product. Each issuer filed, the SEC reviewed, and the market waited on a specific yes or no. A published framework changes that rhythm. Instead of litigating every new fund on its own terms, the agency is proposing a set of standing criteria that novel products would be measured against. That matters for anyone tracking which assets get an ETF next. A clear rulebook tends to compress the guesswork for issuers, since they can design a product to fit known standards rather than gamble on the mood of a given review cycle. It also gives the SEC a defensible template to point to when it says no, which cuts both ways for applicants. The public comment step is not a formality. Comment periods are where asset managers, exchanges, consumer advocates, and law firms submit detailed arguments, and the final language often moves in response. For crypto specifically, the comments filed here will shape whether the framework treats a Bitcoin fund, a basket of tokens, and a staking-linked product as one category or three. Prediction market ETFs enter the same document. The proposal groups crypto funds with ETFs tied to prediction markets on political and economic outcomes. That pairing is notable because prediction market products raise a different set of questions than a straightforward asset-backed fund. Contracts that pay out based on an election result or a macro data print sit closer to event contracts than to a spot commodity, and the SEC has historically been cautious about wrapping those into retail-facing ETF structures. Bundling them into one framework suggests the agency wants a single lens for products that do not fit the old equity or bond templates. For crypto issuers, the risk is that stricter guardrails aimed at event-based products bleed into the rules for asset-backed crypto funds. The comment process is exactly where those lines get argued. The custody question sitting underneath an ETF is, at bottom, a way to get exposure without holding the underlying asset yourself. Buy a spot Bitcoin fund and a custodian holds the coins. You hold shares. That convenience is the entire pitch. And it is also the trade-off. You take on the issuer and custodian as counterparties instead of managing keys. For readers deciding between a regulated fund and direct ownership, the distinction is the same one that separates a custodial account from a self-custody setup, where you spend from your own wallet. A broader ETF framework makes the custodial path easier to reach through a brokerage. It does not remove the counterparty layer, it standardizes it. Anyone weighing how to hold crypto, whether through a fund or a card that draws on a personal balance, is really choosing where the trust sits. The framework also arrives as traditional brokerages deepen their crypto reach. Charles Schwab recently turned on Bitcoin trading across its client base, and clearer ETF rules would slot neatly into that kind of mainstream distribution. The comment window is where the substance lives. The immediate action is the comment window itself. Watch which large issuers file, whether they push to separate crypto funds from prediction market products, and how the SEC frames staking and multi-asset baskets in any revised draft. The framework is a proposal, not a rule, and the gap between the two is where the substance lives. Nothing here is investment advice. A published framework signals process, not a guaranteed wave of approvals, and the extreme fear reading on July 1st is a reminder that regulatory clarity and price direction do not always move together.